The tank is full, and we're moving through the Arizona Hour with Sanderson Ford and Rosie on the house.
Well, I think we're going to have to break our own rule here. Generally speaking, we don't award a winner if it's somebody that's won within the last 12 months. But David of South Phoenix was the only one that knew that story was a hoax. Everyone else said true. Must have been a heck of a story.
Even if it wasn't true, it was a good story, Rums.
I thought nobody's going to get this. We were just talking about Wickenburg last week and how the vulture mind started it all. I thought... But apparently it was a believable story. Yeah, Henry Wickenburg was a German. In fact, what used to be the Wickenburg Feed Company, before that was a German club that I tried eating at a couple times, but it was always packed. And there's a couple places, if you're down Main Street, you're like, that's a strange place. Why is it for a German flag to be flying? What's that all about? Well, you know, a little bit of the German heritage left from Henry Wickenburg.
That's cool. Hey, we have Steve Ward on now. I think we can grab him up. Let's see here. Steve?
Good morning.
Success. Hey, nice to have you on with us. Steve is Arizona Pool Water Recycling Company is your baby. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit, Steve? We've been talking about water conservation this morning and just the management of water in the state, and now we're kind of transitioning to what we can do as homeowners to help with the drought situation and to be responsible with water. So you have a pretty cool product.
Absolutely. We've been in the business for nearly 20 years, and unfortunately, as part of the pool service industry, with all the swimming pools that we have here in the valley, we occasionally need to drain the water, and we have very little options other to throw it away. A couple years ago, I stumbled across a option that is built in the San Diego area, and it is high pressure reverse osmosis filtration, which allows us an option to purify the water, extract all of the calcium, total dissolved solids, salt, cyanuric acid, all of those things that we typically would drain a pool for, we can actually strip out through the reverse osmosis process and salvage the majority of the pool water.
Okay, so I can see one application. We have an older pool, and so we really can't drain it without, because it's time to replaster. We could get another year out of it if we could just get the water tuned up. So if you have an older pool and you don't want to risk chipping that plaster or whatever, so the water stays in the pool the entire time, right? You're not pulling it all out and putting it back in there. The water stays constant in the pool.
That's correct. Oftentimes what we hear from customers is it's compared to like dialysis. We will take the water little by little out to the trailer mounted system, and we'll purify it and put it back right to the pool. So we try to set the valves inside the trailer so that the brine waste that is carrying all the contaminants out that we don't want, the salt and everything, to match the makeup water from your hose bib on your...
Oh, Steve, hang in there, buddy.
It's one of those mornings you should just like, can we start over?
Yeah, reset, recharge.
I did watch their video on their website yesterday, and his comparison of that to dialysis is very accurate. And you can't even swim while they're doing this. It's a very slow process. It takes 8 to 10 hours. So you never notice a real big influx in the water level in the pool, and there's no reason you can't swim while you're doing this type of dialysis.
Well, it looks like the only limitation is they have to be able to get within 300 feet of your pool, so they have to be able to pull in back probably with their equipment. And it is high pressure, so you know, you think of osmosis at your home, it can take a really long time, but this is a quick, it's high pressure, so it's quick as far as trying to cycle through 20,000 gallons. If you're interested in Steve's service, it is Arizona Pool Water Recycling. He has a website and also phone number, 480-826-2612. So, I apologize, Steve, for not being able to keep you in the conversation, but it really is, the testimonials are about how clear the water really is. And he says it can be as clean as drinking water, but I don't
know. They even showed the kid drinking out of the water coming back from the truck.
Yeah, so it's really good stuff. So, you know, you can call him and ask him about pricing, but, you know, you don't have to pay for a replacement of water, plus he does all the chemicals.
Well, and many of the municipalities require a permit to drain it. You wouldn't need a permit for this either.
Oh,
now,
no?
Very few people ever do that, but a lot of them, technically, you're supposed to pull a permit.
And don't you hate seeing water trickle down the street? It's bad stuff.
No, no reason for that. Now, we're going to try to bring Carrie on the line.
Okay, let's see how we do with Carrie. Carrie, are you there?
I am.
Oh,
good morning.
Great. Well, let me give you a little intro. We've been having some electronic demons this morning, so we want to make sure you were there before we start our conversation. But Romy and I went to the 2013 National Hardware Show, and we just had a blast. It was my first time. Romy had been before. We got back on the plane to come home with armfuls of really cool stuff to share with our Arizona homeowners. And in the process, I met Carrie Dunkey Jacobs, and she is the heart and the vision and the mission behind this Epiphany showerhead. So it's the original one that we saw in 2013 was a little piece that you would put between your showerhead and your wall, kind of an attachment. And the basic concept is, if you're not standing right under the shower, like if you step back to shave a leg or soap up your hair or whatever, the water will diminish. So you're not just throwing water down the drain when you're doing something, you know, that you don't need the direct water for. So at that point, Carrie, why don't you tell us, so that was 2013, so are you in production?
Not quite. It's kind of funny, you know, people have asked, like, guys, we want your product so bad, what's the EPA on that? And I said, you know, it's amazing when new technologies become available, we're grabbing those, and we're actually now working on our sixth generation. So the fifth generation, when I last spoke with you, has been marvelous. It's been in service for a couple of years. We use it for beta testing and also just to learn more about how smart and effective we can make this device. So we're in a big funding raise right now. We're really excited. We are expecting to be in manufacturing before the end of the year and on target to have them delivered before Christmas, at least to our very early customers. And so one of the biggest things about any kind of smart home product, of course, it's IoT connected, so it works with all these, you know, smart home devices. We call them the mothership, like Amazon's Echo and Alexa, and then Google's Echo. And it's the way now that we can capture some data that's really important for consumers to understand what their water use is and being able to track that.
You know, I think that's kind of the dilemma of our day, is that things are happening so quickly. How do you release something that's up to date? I have a nephew who's in the, he's just an engineer. He's bright. He joined this group that was going to invent a new way to charge your phones. And the big concern was, hey, somebody's going to get this out before we do. And so, Carrie, you've been working on this since 2013. Aren't you afraid somebody's going to take it before you get done and you've invested all this time? How have you protected your investment of time and knowledge?
You know, Jennifer, you bring up a really good point. So so you know the history, and I'll share it just in case there's a listener out there. By the way, Arizona, we've got your back. We understand water challenges so much, and it can be just so frustrating. And, oh, my goodness. I had this epiphany back in 2009, and it took a while to get it all flushed out and to bring some people on board because, you know, we were basically starting a brand new category in plumbing. So you create something out of nothing, you try to get it going. It does take a while. I just kind of looked at where would a product like this be really desirable and where would, you know, somebody want to be making this. And so our intellectual property, we did this really strategic thinking, and we had it patented. We applied for patents here in the U.S., which they've been issued, Japan, Australia, Canada. We're working on Europe, the Middle East, and Asia, and that's just to cover our fannies and make sure that we lock that up. And for a couple of reasons: one, we really want to protect the integrity of the product. Two, we know that we have really high standards for how a device should be made, We want the product to always be, you know, the highest quality and the highest tech that we can deliver to all of our consumers. So the patent strategy for sure is in place. And then honestly, I've got all the faith in the world. You know, this has been kind of a God thing for me and for our team. So from having the original Tiffany to all the way, you know, to today, we've just run on absolute faith and doing our diligence and just, you know, doing the right thing.
Yeah.
And it's all coming together.
Now, knowing you, I would assume you'd probably try to get this done in the United States, the production. How's that? What is your desire in that?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I come from a family of very proud immigrants, and it was a big deal for us to have this made in the U.S. And we do the numbers. When we worked with our contracted manufacturers who are actually in Kentucky, they were just so happy to say, you know, we can work with you. And we looked at the numbers, and they were so competitive. And the advantage of doing that is many. One, put our people back to work here. Two, quality control. And three, when we did the numbers, boy, they were just as competitive as if we had offshored it. And the advantage is they're right here in our backyard. You know, I can FaceTime with them. I can be in person with them. And they have the same agenda. You know, they want to turn out quality products and, you know, put people back to work as well. And
I just really appreciate that. I was visiting with a gentleman yesterday who said his wife loves this website. I won't give it because I don't remember. But it's where you go on and you find cheap stuff made in Asia and knockoff kind of stuff. And that's the only place his wife will shop. And I thought, well, that's really rotten. And so we were talking about those little vacuums that go all over the house. And, you know, they last a couple of years. Well, she buys them from China for a fraction of the price, and they last a couple months. But it's worth it to her. But what short-sightedness that is.
Filling up the landfill.
Yeah, filling up the landfill. And I told him, I said, you know, it's really hard for me to shop for my son because he wants everything made in America. And if you really have that vision, it's not that easy. So I really do appreciate the extra time and effort you're putting into that and controlling this product because it is a neat thing.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, you know, and Romy, your generation, you know, is really getting it. You know, your mom and my generation, I believe we have, you know, we've said we're kindred spirits, and I really believe that. And, you know, we have a heart to lead this planet, you know, better than, you know, what we inherited. And I'm grateful to, you know, relatives who've taught me from a very early age. My great-grandfather was the ranch in San Diego and learning about groundwater at an early age and just being good water stewards, right? We want to do our part. And Romy, your generation is saying, oh, my gosh, look what we're inheriting. How do we fix all that? So, you know, at Epiphany, me, my team, our families, we're all about being part of the solution. We don't want to add to this problem. Wow. So I congratulate you that, you know, you see that and you're being active in choosing products that are made here in the U.S., but they are thoughtful products. And, you know, what we want to bring to the table in addition to that is bringing intelligent products that deliver luxury, you know, and performance without compromising, you know, our environment.
One more option to save water here. The Epiphany showerhead coming soon.
We'll keep you posted. We'll check in as many times as it takes, Carrie, and we'll let them know when it's out.